Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I hope this is recording now. Let's see.
Go to the top.
Looks like it is. Okay. So it is recording. So.
Perfect.
Let's see. Before I say yes, it's recording, I'll make sure. Yeah, okay, we're already 14 seconds in. So, yes, welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. This is Nick Merchant. I'm here with Eric and Armin and Jennifer Smith. And they were both on a podcast before. And we're going to chat about brain injury in general, what happened to us, and we're talking about the positive things we've learned, we've discovered, really not learned, but we're discovered. But first, I guess I'll just thank HeadCheck Health, my sponsor. So, HeadCheck Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple and powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Track Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada. Rely on HeadCheck to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. And that was really, really fast. But anyway, it's done now. So now with Erica and Jennifer. And I'm going to sit close to Erica if I don't mind.
Come on over.
I'm not in the shot as well. For anybody listening, we're doing so I can get this on YouTube too. So I'm trying to get you a video. And so here we are. And so I guess we'll start off with this briefly. I guess we'll just jump in and start. What happened to your, just real quickly, your injury, because you've been on the box before, but
sure,
just last minute, actually.
So, my name is Jennifer Smith, and so I was here a little while ago, but essentially, at 33 years old, I had a stroke in my cerebellum. We have just learned the term today to pronounce it.
AVM.
Ischemic. Ischemic stroke is what I had from a undiagnosed whiplash. And that was about almost 5 years ago. We can get into the details.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone, my name is Eric Norman. I also did a podcast with Nick before, so you can definitely get my full detailed story.
Actually, you did it with Cassandra and...
Yeah.
I remember that. I watched that.
Yeah. So I also had a cerebellar stroke, but mine was a hemorrhagic stroke, so it was a bleed. And that was due to an AVM that ruptured. That was in 2017, so 5+ years ago now.
And I wonder if this is still recording video-wise.
Cause I think the screen just made it on black.
Yeah, the screen's on black.
But
I'm just making sure that the camera's working, but I can't really tell until...
It just might have...
But I'm Mick Mercer, and this is still recording, hopefully, but it is recording, I should say. I'm pretty sure it is. I messed up that thing. Let's see. I had my injury in 2003, so I'm been in this a lot longer than these two. But so I have slightly different angles, and I think I've been thinking a minute 25. I think that's about right.
25 years.
A minute 25, 30. Five. Think that's about right.
Yeah. I think the screen just might be going into sleep mode.
I'm just gonna do that. Just ignore it now on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so I'm in a cycling accident in Victoria, BC, and I was in a stroke and I had coma. So yeah, the word in my brain now. Didn't have a stroke. I was in a coma for 2 weeks, and I got my brain injury from hitting the tree with my head, and then I was in back here. And so I was in Victoria, BC, wasn't in St. John's, where we all are now. And yeah, and so that was my injury. So I was, mine's just older than the stupid stuff, brain injury.
Yeah.
And we saw the same, not the same issues, obviously, but Jennifer and Erica's are very similar. And we're just focus on, because I guess it was where I've been so long since my injury that I've had time to really use the difference. Seem to have moved on, accepted it, not moved on, but accepted your whatever challenges you have may have. And I think this greatest new perspective has changed. Like, it's something that people without having a brain injury or some traumatic event that really changes their perspective. That changing perspective is like having a new life. It's like having a second chance. Not that things are going entirely wrong with me, but it wasn't. But I mean, it's great. Just such an advantage to see the world from a new angle. It's just,
yeah, absolutely.
So that's the main thing I noticed.
For sure.
Have you guys noticed anything?
Oh, my perspective has completely changed. I mean, previously, prior to my stroke, I feel like I almost woke up every day with this envision that, like, you know, I'm going to have this long, healthy life. I'm going to live to an old age. I'm going to go through, like, what most people go through, like, whether that's marriage, have kids. Like, I had this envision that, like, society has almost taught me to have. Mm-hmm. But after my stroke, I realized, wait now, not every day is guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, and not to say life can hit you at any moment, but it really can.
Yeah.
And, like, so after my stroke, I kind of had that new perspective to be like, every day is precious, you know?
Yeah.
And I made a lot of life changes being like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm living my life to my fullest. I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm spending the time doing the things that I love with the people I love. You know, it really changed my perspective that, like, you know, and although I want to live to be an old age, that may not happen, you know?
That is. Yeah. I remember when we came to Eric and I went did yoga last summer a lot, and that was a lot of fun. Just and just going down to the lake, the caving, just having a good time, loving life. Sounds so lame, but you know, basically that's what it is, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's interesting that I really like admire that perspective, but I feel like the struggle that I've had for the last 2 years is just like, I'm not normal. And not like normal to other people normal. That was a whole pill to swallow. But just normal to myself.
Uh-huh.
So for a little while, I certainly lived this like, okay, I've got to like seize the day and enjoy like the moment and that like the life scare piece. But for some reason, like, I don't know if it's just like the circumstance in life, like, I have to get back to work in order, because we're all in the same like age bracket where it's just like, well, I'm not in retirement age. I'm not
I think this one here may be
younger. No, she's certainly younger than those, but you're absolutely right. She's definitely younger. But the I was in my circumstance, I wasn't even a year married. Like, it was like the life planning part of like your family.
Yeah.
And like, you're in the middle of your career. So you're just like, okay, how do I like, do I keep doing what I'm doing? And so for me, it was just like, how do I just go back to exactly how I was before?
Yeah, totally.
And that's not possible. And
it's hard.
It turns you into a little bit of a okay, you gotta just stop trying to do that.
Yeah.
That
was tough.
That was something that was a little bit challenging, but I have to say this now. Our podcast from the last week that I participated was posted on my LinkedIn, and a lot of people at my work, I actually was not, because I was trying to be acting like I was like who I was before.
Yeah,
so like
totally.
Very few people in my professional career actually knew about these things. So it's easier for me to just and I think I was trying to protect it because it was like something I was worried about other people's perceptions of. And the response has been very surprisingly very warm and understanding, and so it's just I think part of the pressure I was putting under myself to either be the person that's like seizing the day or the person's just like I'm exactly who I was before.
Right.
It's just a little bit like just relax. In having a group of people that are just like, hey, we know this happened to you and like cool, we let us know how we can help, and your capacity may not be the same, and you know, you don't need to be trying so hard to. So that was probably like a huge, like it's been like weeks. It's literally been weeks, but it's been a huge breath.
It's amazing.
Yeah, like a relief.
Yeah,
absolutely. I get that too, though, because for a long time through like my stroke recovery, I noticed like people almost treated me a little bit different if they saw my deficits. So for a very long time, I tried to hide them because I didn't want to be treated differently.
Yeah.
I wanted that get back to, you know, your normal life type of feeling. I want people to still treat me the same. So I kind of get what you mean, like holding it close.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, it was hard to talk about for those reasons. I was like, well, I don't want people to A, pity me, treat me with like any type of different manner or like try to help me more when I, you know, I want to be able to do things myself, that type of thing. So I kind of held it close and I didn't talk about it a lot with people I love or like the people around me because I just wanted to feel like my life was my own again.
Yeah.
You know, and the more I've talked about it, you're right, like you get a lot more warmth and positivity that, you know, people aren't going to treat you different, but they're there for you, which is nice. Like it is very relieving. So I recognize similar feelings. I don't know if you feel the same.
Well, I don't feel the same anymore. I do feel the same. I'd say general thing, but like, I know actually I'm comparing it about this.
Do you want me to go take
your pee? Yeah, sure.
I don't know your password though.
No,
but that's okay.
I actually have been the password actually.
The green light on the top.
Yeah. It's
on.
I think
it is. I know it's on, but it's apparently it's not working because it's not filming us. But either way, whatever. What is how it's chatting? If it's not working, it's not working.
We'll do it again.
We'll
do it
again.
We have so much time.
Exactly. it's been so long since my injury that I just really. I don't have to. I definitely remember feeling that way. Like, I mean, went back to university and went back to and tried to swim. I remember first time I was swimming, I was like, great, I'll go swimming because this was 5 months after my injury, 4 months, but four or 5 months after my injury. So I was just learning it. I didn't know how to walk. I had to walk with like a few steps and I fall on something and I had to use a walker or a cane, which is still walking, but I wasn't walking freely. And I was swimming and I thought, someone said, I can go swimming now. I was like, oh, this would be great. I'll swim great. And be like, oh, wow, you're great now. You can leave. I was like, that's the guy. I figured that was supposed to happen. Got in there. I could barely cross the half pool, the new center, width-wise. And I was good, barely like half that. I was like, this is, less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
Before my injury, I was I swam 3K swim race in Victoria. So I was like, now I did really well. So I'm like, this is just a short breath, I'm fine. And like I said, I could barely get past like halfway, and it was like my arms hopping. And I was like, can breathe and stuff. I didn't know how to breathe. I knew how. Like I tried to, but I couldn't get my head enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just because I've held on to that for, I mean, held on to that when that happened. I was like, that was a blow.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I was still the same for the next 5 years at least.
Right.
You know, I was still trying to be like, just I'm normal. I just had an injury, and like get a broken leg, I had a brain injury. It's It heals. It just takes longer for the brain to heal. And I was like, that'll be fine. They'll be fine. I'm fine. And they just I'm normal like you. And then I have changed, and this is longer. This will be not permanent, is a weird way to say it, but I mean, it is permanent. And that's fine. Yeah. Like, I mean, just learning that it's great. It's like people, if you actually accept. Sorry, I can't just tell people to do this. You're like, you're gonna grow into it, but if you just accept that where the things are and how things are going, just makes your life so much better. And just also realize that life is not what everyone says it should be. Like, life is not like you're thinking like marriage and kids or career, retirement. It's like life is just everything. Just being alive is like life is like there's just what we had discovered in the past 100 years that life is work, marriage, and kids and family, retirement at a reasonable age, and which is just a totally new thing. It's just like, you know, so I mean, life changes. Life is just you said that, just nothing matters.
You make a really good point about like that was a big challenge to accepting like what is a new normal for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, that's what I admire so much about you, Nick, and how much that even inspires me, is that despite realizing you may not get to 100% again, you still put in the effort. So say you can still do something, and a lot of the things you love to a certain degree, maybe not the way you could before, but you still go after those things.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I had a hard time accepting that
that's the toughest part.
And I realize sometimes you don't realize how much you love something until that ability is taken away from you.
Yeah,
so I had a lot of almost previously negative energy around, I can't do this anymore, I can't do that anymore, and I was just dragging myself down. But when I met you, you just kind of opened my mindset again, which was really nice.
Yeah.
That take that energy and focus on what you still can do, you know? I didn't realize how much. I didn't realize how much I love.
You do a lot. You do the physio.
Yeah, totally.
Scotland, so.
And for me, the hardest pill to swallow was like, I was a dancer and I loved to dance, but again, I really didn't realize how much I loved to dance until my ability to dance was taken away.
Yeah.
So when I met you last summer.
Yeah.
I was like, I love that, Nick. Like, despite not being able to swim like you used to, you're still going out and swimming.
Yeah.
So in the fall, I signed up for a ballet class.
Nice.
And although I'm only doing half the class, I'm still really grateful that I'm doing half the class.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
Like, I'm still
just as fun
focused.
As it was.
I took that, what was a negative energy before of like, I can't do it. But now I'm like putting that energy towards a positive way and doing what I can,
that's awesome.
And I find that perspective has really helped me in even just a short period of time,
I don't know ballet dancing at all. See, but like, it's fun again.
It's challenging for sure.
I know. Like, there's talk. And this is also weird. It's like that. Like, I'm looking up at you like I'm a little kid because I'm talking to you, but it's like I just got this. So there you go. No, I'm so loud. I'll have to stay here from now on.
But it's funny that you should say that because I think one of the things, like, and again, these are like new realizations for me because, I think some of the times I just didn't realize what I now can't do because I don't think I had like. Athletic aspect that was something that was driving me before. So, like, I was doing a little bit of like running room and things like that. But like, I don't know how to swim, so I'm learning how to swim now.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just
so
I don't have
you
those skills,
to
them,
Yeah.
But to me, it's like just embracing the messy and the chaos.
Yeah.
And that life does not need to follow any kind of like path, and like our disruptions in our world. We're kind of like unique but similar, so we're talking about it, but like everyone has these hurdles and disruptions to their plan, and like it's just a matter of like from a mental health perspective, like the people you have or the resources you have to just help you manage that disruption.
Totally.
Like, because I really, truly recognize the privilege I have in so many pieces of this puzzle, like, just in the lack of visible deficits, the family support, and a partner that's been through this whole journey with me.
Yes.
Because
right,
some
yeah.
people have these same kinds of issues or situations happen, and they don't have those things.
Totally.
So,
yeah.
like, I fully appreciate that piece. And so it's really just like, yeah, okay, things are not as they were, but like, embrace the new, embrace the messy, just like, don't look for perfection in this. Like,
yeah, there's no perfection.
You're not going to be like the next whatever in whatever category of
don't
things.
Worry.
That,
right? Don't worry, whatever.
But you can enjoy
yeah.
whatever you're
yeah.
doing, right? So
totally.
Like in my case, that I was told that I couldn't pass the medical to just the basic medical that one would need to be on boats, which is like
want
to go out on like a vessel and
uh-huh.
do some research.
Yeah.
Like I actually can't do that now because I don't have the medical to. So like it has affected
yeah.
my work in a way that
right.
I'm like, okay, well now I can't. There's a section of my work that I just can't do now.
Yeah.
And it's like this is similar to the
yeah.
the swimming or
yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm very
totally.
Work oriented, like
yeah.
a fool. But
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so like
also
it's just like okay, that's cool. That can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
Yeah.
Let's find something else that we
yeah.
can
enjoy.
Do.
Yeah,
yeah. absolutely.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You're so right about the people. Like, I mean, like, I never met like my buddy, Jason. Like, I didn't know him until I was injured, and he helped me when I was injured, like jumping around places and helped me get to. This is when I was like really, really. And I'm still not great now, but this is when I was really just starting off. And just his attitude. I mean, it's kind of more carefree than I definitely not kind of. So definitely more carefree than I ever had, and just carefree may not be the right way to say it, but it's kind of like the way. I remember my dad was on drugs. My dad, before he died in 2015, but say in 2014, we'd go for walks, and he'd say, how do you so positive? No. All this crap happened to you. And I just first I'll talk about, you know, like just about how just enjoy everything around you, just to not like not just not doesn't mean settle for it.
Right.
It means they just
yeah.
You appreciate more fully. And you
totally. And it's still important to have, to accept
yeah.
and understand that, you know, down days or down moments are still, you know, normal
yeah.
to have.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
having that positive outlook
yeah.
is
yeah.
definitely the key to, like, kind of get through
definitely.
What you're getting through.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is the negative energy? How is that serving you? Like, how is that helping you?
Yeah.
So to, it is easy to kind of, you know, get upset and have those days, but have them, accept them, and move on again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's focus, tomorrow's going to be a better day. What can I do to tomorrow to make it a better day than today? You know, so it's still, I find, really important to accept those negative feelings at times and as a part of the journey, but they're not going to serve you long term.
No.
Cause
yeah.
So you need to, like, kind of make that flip and be like, okay, how can I take this and be a little bit more, have a little bit more of a positive outlook moving forward? Because the positivity is where you're going to have gain that motivation to do things and, you
yeah.
know, appreciate what you do and what you can do.
Absolutely.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I love that you touched on, because that is one thing that I love to communicate with people. You talk about, like, the visible and the invisible challenges and struggles. And one thing after my stroke that really changed with my personality in a positive way is understanding, I say this a lot, understanding what you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be hard to kind of gather, but what I mean by that is, you know, when I talk to people about their challenges, it's so hard to put into words what you're going through, you know? Or so when people talk to me about their challenges, even though I don't understand their challenge, I know it's really hard to, like, put that into words. So I've become a lot more empathetic following my stroke for other people's challenges and being like, I know you're struggling, but I appreciate that you're, you know, you're still going, moving forward with your life, and I want people to know that I'm there for them. Like, I get that I don't understand your struggle, but that's what I do understand.
Yeah.
I understand that I've struggled,
yeah.
and I've had difficulty putting that into words, and I can only imagine, not for just brain injury, for all types of injuries, that people struggle in ways that they just can't put into words,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So I've definitely become a more empathetic, more, like, you know, trying to bond and, you know, become more caring with people who are struggling. And that's, I find, gained a lot of positivity in my life, because people then, I find, open up to me and they, you know, they want to, they
yeah.
feel comfortable communicating with me. And I think that
also helps with your job as a
yeah.
physio. It's just like,
yeah,
it's good to get people to.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Being able to connect. And I think
yeah.
I always say a huge part of being a really good physiotherapist is not the knowledge you know about being a physiotherapist. It's
yeah.
gaining that trusted relationship with somebody where they can trust you in with their health,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And that's made a huge difference.
So important to me when I'm
yeah.
a physio.
Yeah, knowing somebody
yeah.
cares that they, you know, even though they may not understand, but they're trying to understand and they want to help you, they're not, you know, that has made a huge difference in my practice. That's
yeah.
what made me, you know, like a good physio to a great physio.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Actually, you were just saying this about, again, being just not understanding people, but just being more empathetic and just
yeah.
trying to understand that with your troubles. Just totally not, I don't know, struggled, but like, sometimes it depends when this thing comes out. Without saying, I saw somebody, I just yesterday, but this is be 10 days ago. 10, if this comes out on the 7th, which I expect it will, because hopefully I have Mike Wall on first.
Okay,
Clearly on Tuesday, if this comes out. This is now January 29th. So, no, this is January 28th.
Okay.
He'll be coming out on January on January 30th, hope it was Pockets Veil. Anyway, that's just another point. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I was walking back from swimming, and there's in these, you know, like St. John's, the snow was all melted, and there was a, anyway, there's grass in front of mine there. It just walks straight down with that avenue, and there's a big puddle like two or three sidewalks, like things blocks wide, so I can't jump in anyway. But even if I could, I wouldn't necessarily make that unless you ran at it. But so, you know, which, again, I can't do. I was gonna stop. I got to it, and I kind of stopped, and I slowed down a bit, and I headed towards the side of the road, the curb that the sidewalk. Close to the road, and this young lady, I think was, now, if it was an older lady, she'd like appreciate this, but if it was a man, I wouldn't know, but, but anyway, this, as I thought was the young lady, stopped me, and I stopped, like, in the middle, and, like, there wasn't a load to stop, like, I just gives me space around the big puddle, just only took 2 seconds, but still, like, she stopped, like, held her traffic behind her, and there was, I don't know if it was a green light or red light ahead of her, but it was like, still, like, you know, 100 meters ahead of her, 50 meters ahead of her, and she stopped and let me walk around. I thought that was just being, like, empathetic, just knowing that, oh, somebody's, you know, even though this is not brain drained, but somebody just going to a puddle,
yeah,
just doesn't want to get, just not going to get soaking wet, and maybe you could see that I was struggling walking, but still, it's just and just as I know, as far as I know.
Yeah, there are definitely
normal people or normal words. It's a nice question.
Yeah.
And I think that's like one of the things that I just try to tell people, like, because treat people like people first, just like,
because
it's so easy when you get in your own head about like all the things you have to do and like, oh, this is not working out, and like that to start out with like frustration or anger, but like it's just like, everyone has something that they're dealing with, and it's nice to just default to being kind first, and then it's like, okay, we'll deal with the issues after we've just had this common moment
of being human.
Yeah, totally.
It's huge.
Definitely, and I wish I had more topics that I had run in mind, but I just like talking to you guys about everything, totally. So just anything that you guys think is like, I don't know how long we've talked for, it'll be longer, more in the weeds about what we've discussed before, and this is not really the one to this podcast, so.
Yeah.
This podcast is just being positive, just, there's a lot of good things coming out of brain injury, and not out of brain injury, but out of like, just a lot of good things in life, and just, and this brain injury is part of it. So like I said before, like, I said this when I was first out of brain drain, not first, but like a few years. More wisdom than I thought I had at the time, but when I look back on it, maybe I did. Maybe it was foreboding, not foreboding, was the word. And I look ahead towards what I'm thinking now. But it's not part of everyone's life, but it's part of my life, and this is part of your brain drain, part of your life. And just, like, it was like, well, I've never went through that. It's part of life, it's part of, not part of your life.
Yeah.
But I mean, you broke your legs, part of your life. I've never broken legs, so it's part of my life.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if you guys have, but
totally.
But you know, it's like that type of thing. It's just part of just enjoy the whole experience.
Yeah, totally. And that's the part that I meant about, like, you know, although we're talking about brain injuries between the three of us, and that's something that we understand.
Yeah.
But that was the part I meant, like, in the sense that some, like you're saying, somebody may have broken their legs, and their struggles and what they're going through may be actually very similar. Yeah. It's just a different type of injury.
Yeah, it's like, like bad thing in basketball, like Greg Oden was like the biggest star in the NBA. And it's only a few years ago, I think, like, I'm going to say 05, but I'm probably way wrong, probably later than that. But anyway, he was sharp, and he exhibition or whatever, he broke his leg, and like really, really, really badly, and now he can't do that anymore. So like, it's just like for him, that's as bad as a brain almost. Like, it feels like not as bad, it's not the brain is bad, but like.
So to me, those kinds of things are the things that can put you in dark places.
Yeah,
totally.
It's the places where, like, you're like, after a certain period of time, people just stop asking you maybe a little bit about how things are going. And and so it comes back to, I think we had mentioned this earlier about, like, the stories you're telling yourself, or how you're spinning something negative into a positive. You can very much write a story for each of us that's very tragic. And you can equally just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to rewrite this story so that I'm like the person that's the phoenix out of the ashes kind of situation. And like carry on and just changing that like mindset.
It's
extremely hard to do.
So
like,
important,
you have
but
to get to the weird points in your life to be like, okay, I can do this. But it's I think that sets apart when you feel like you can't do something to when you're just like, okay, I'm going to try. Even if I can't do it, I'm just going to try. And that's a huge realization that I think it takes a while to get to. And it really doesn't matter what has happened to you. But so I don't know how we go about helping people get to those realizations.
I know.
But like that's one of the motivations I had behind reaching out to the Newfoundland Brain Injury Association. And to be quite honest, I'm a very introverted person, and meeting you, Nick, and Cassandra, and all the other people on the board, like Teresa and Cletus, like, I feel like it's a butterfly moment for me, because it's just like, okay, there's people that understand, like, the fundamentals, and they're supportive, and they understand what you can and can't do, and they're totally cool with it. It's a very, like, very cool environment to step
it's,
into.
It's so weird.
It's
like
comforting, like, it's like, these people get it. Like, they get, I don't have to explain it or, you know, I don't have to
come up with an invitation.
And that's the other thing, like, in life, too. I get to so many points where I'm like, do I swallow this or do I take the time to explain it and put it into perspective for people? And so that's something I feel like
I'll
forever struggle with.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's deciding.
It's still a trick for me.
Right.
Which I really frankly just go a lot to slow that. Just like, okay, it's fine.
So, because we imagine it would start to get somewhat exhausting.
Exactly.
My patience is not super. I'm here like, be kind to everyone. I'm like, oh dear, I have like patience of nothing.
I find like I've learned that, like, okay, say it's my partner and he doesn't understand something. I find I'll definitely put the time and energy into sitting down and explaining it, because
kind of happens,
he's in my daily life.
You want him to know what you're doing.
So I need to put that time and energy in for him to understand and to communicate it in a way. But even communicating it can be so hard. I find myself grasping at some sort of like analogy that is relatable to his life or someone else's life, for them to try to understand, and even then it becomes really hard for them to get it. But it's exhausting to try to like come up with these creative ways to get people to understand. And then it, you know, you decide, okay, I've met this person for the first time, maybe I'm never going to meet them again. Do I really put in that energy for them to understand? Because that can get frustrating every day, because it's almost an everyday occurrence, you know, where you're making that decision, you know?
You're like, am I oversharing right now? Do they really need to know all these things? Oh dear. And it's like, well, maybe they're curiously interested, and I should
raise awareness.
So hard to decide, like, should I raise the awareness and try to help people understand, or... You know, so then your life, if that's the case, then your life just becomes about that, because you can explain things to every person.
Exactly.
You know?
You never leave the anywhere, never leave the change room or like the
totally
the vestibule, whatever.
Totally. But I do think it's really important to take that effort to communicate with the people who are in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it can snowball into like anger, frustration that, you know, this person doesn't understand, and this is, you know, what I'm going through, and you can live with that anger and frustration. So I think it's really important to kind of let that out with the people who are so close to you, to allow allow them to try to understand, because I think that just, yeah, it relieves a lot of anger and frustration. Be like, okay, even if my conversation today they didn't grasp, maybe the one tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
One of them are going to click eventually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Part of it is you don't know yourself sometimes what
yeah.
it is. It takes a while for you to figure out, like, why am I being the way I am? I don't
yeah.
understand. Like, it's okay, wait now. It's going to take me a couple weeks to figure this out. And then I'm like, okay, how do I communicate this? And who do I communicate this to?
Totally.
And the other piece of it is, this is why I really appreciate the podcast, is that we all are navigating this.
I hope it's recording.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're all navigating this.
Because if I'm recording, then we're just...
The green light's on.
The green light's on,
yes.
We're all kind of navigating this path our own different ways. But, like, there are people, and this is unfortunate to say, but that will join our community.
Yeah.
And they will have to, unfortunately, go through that same discovery if there isn't more vocalization about what this is going to maybe look like. Because
yeah.
like our stories are so similar that it's just like, hey man, that would have been like just some of the how you overcame these things
yeah.
would be helpful.
Totally.
Or how like you communicate with your family and your partners and all the people in your world. Like,
yeah.
do you know what I mean? Because like there's no rule book, obviously, but
totally.
Just knowing that there's people in that community that can empathize or even just be, hey, you know, I had something similar, this is how I approached it, maybe you could give it a try, just to help
yeah.
through
yeah.
the like the chaos, the messy
yeah.
the darkness
yeah
right.
Like, I don't know, like,
totally.
my biggest tip is just like, damn, it's like, just live your life, just go, you're gonna say be you again, it's been used before, but yeah, basically like you're saying also like that, you like who you have around, as I mentioned before, like who you have around you, like surround yourself with good people, which is important. But some people can't, but like, oh, no one understands, and like, but
yeah.
it's just, it is, as much as it's great to have people around you because they're very supportive, but like, it is up to you to do something and
yeah.
and just approach it, not necessarily in like a, oh, no one understands me, and like, this is just an awful situation, but it's only awful if you think of like, awful is it's always like, it's like subjective, like isn't like
yeah, yeah.
this is a kind of cultural thing, like we said, this is like brain injury is bad, brain injury isn't bad, brain injury is the effects maybe not what you like for doing what you're doing now, but you know, you said before, like life is just a, there's no rules to it, there's
yeah.
no, there's no form to it,
no,
so
totally.
Just it's been maybe bad for that aspect, but for
yeah.
Anything else you want to do is
yeah.
could be.
I think a
fun.
Big thing for me was actually coming to a point where I let go expecting people to understand. You know?
Yeah.
I've now accepted that people do not understand, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
You understand everything either. Like,
no, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, like coming to the point where, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to help the people in my life
yeah.
understand who are in my life every day. Because that's important for my own emotions and like
yeah.
how I don't want to build up that anger. But like, I've let go expecting a lot of like, you know, the general public understanding. I don't expect them to understand. I'm not angry that they don't understand. They haven't been through what we've been through. Yes, maybe they understand in a way that they've struggled with other things.
Yeah. Or they've read something about brain injury.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Or they know somebody,
yeah,
so
yeah,
that they
yeah.
may have somewhat of an understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've given up expecting
yeah.
people to understand.
Yeah.
I like that.
What? Yeah, and I think that's kind of helped a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when I get to that point where, like, you know, I feel that frustration building inside, I stop and I ask myself, Eric, why am I expecting this person to understand? They haven't been through this.
Yeah.
So then I have a choice. And that's what I'd like to bring it down to. It's my choice
yes.
to decide, do I swallow this or do I help this
yeah.
person understand?
Yeah.
And sometimes I swallow it depending on the situation. And sometimes, like I said, with people who are really close to me, I do sit down and I have a healthy conversation about, I need to try to help you understand my situation for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Really
it's
neat.
Just exciting. Like,
yeah.
Thing where, like, what we don't listen to a lot of, we'll listen, watch, read center, mm-hmm. so there's a little, like, free will and stuff. So
yeah.
You said you have a choice. So I was like thinking, oh yeah, you have a choice, but it's free will.
Yeah.
You have a choice, yeah, right choice.
For sure.
But like that type of stuff is just, I mean, beside the one big.
But that's huge though, because I feel like again, the professional community that now knows of my circumstance, like, I feel like I was very much going around like, no one gets this. They just, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, you can just get yourself in such a cantankerous mood.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
I truly appreciate the perspective you're bringing.
Yeah.
It's like, you have a choice. There's a choice here.
Right.
And that's big. That's really big.
I think we always have a choice in what we can and cannot control. You know, you can just make that decision, like whether you want to put that energy towards helping this person understand.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person gives you the type of response that they want to understand, then I think, you know, I would love to help you understand.
Yeah.
But if somebody just, you know, isn't interested, I'm not going to put that energy into that person trying to understand. They're not interested, but I don't expect them to understand.
Yeah.
And I've given up on that. So I think that's made a huge difference in my life.
I'm definitely gonna take that as a lesson to go home
with. I think this is this conversation is awesome, so I definitely want to do this again. But it is 12:05.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
We have so much more to talk.
I know. We have so much. This is fairly started based on service and so I know y'all have to kind of get going now. But again, hopefully do this again soon, because this is just an amazing conversation. And I'm hoping that this is actually recording, so I'm going to go check it now. So if you're looking at the screen, you'll see me walk over to the screen. If it is working, if not,
see
then this is a lot of fun. So thank you. And I don't even know if this is going to work now.
I think it will.
Yeah, I know you guys are all...
My choice in this is positivity. It's totally going to work.
Yeah,
I messed up my...
Stay positive. I see the green light on, so I'm...
Yeah, the green light, I think, is a red herring.
Is it red herring?
I think so. Let's see. No, it looks like it's 43. So, yeah, so it has recorded.
Excellent.
So,
yeah,
I think
it's
so around.
Works.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, really. See, it's on my face. It's great. But where's my mouse? There's a mouse. Now I will stop it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.